walk down this passageway here. You see the gap here that's in front of you.
Can I look down the gap?
Yeah. You look down into the pit and you have your torch on. You lean the torch over. You can see pile of bones.
Yarr.
Pile of bones down there. This gap is about 7 feet long. If a long jump was made, you might be able to make it over.
Yarr, I think we should jump over this. I go running, start to get a running jump.
Okay. Make a
acrobatics.
Yeah. You reach over and you grab the edge of the other side of the thing. Make a strength saving throw.
Oh, fuck.
You fall into the pit.
No.
You deal 3 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, you need help there, huh?
Yes. Boy.
Does anyone have a rope?
I have a rope.
Can you toss it over?
I toss the skeleton the rope.
Oh.
And the skeleton catches it.
What should I tie this to?
You and Tara can both hold it.
Me? Oh. You want me to tie it to me and Trevon?
Trevon can hold it. He's strong enough.
I pass the rope to Trevon.
I pull him out of the pit.
Make a strength saving throw. You go to pull. It takes about 15 minutes, but you are able to pull Johan out of the pit. And also the poison starts to go a bit longer here now. Everyone take 4 poison damage.
Yar, I'm going to try to make that jump again. Try to run and make that jump again.
Once again, you grabbed on. Make a strength saving throw. Make a strength.
No.
You fall. End up taking 4 bludgeoning damage. What are you doing?
I thought I could make it across.
Do you have a wish? I mean, okay, how about this? You know, I'm a pile of bones. I have no risk for me. I don't care if I fall in a pile of bones. I'm jumping over. And if I miss, well, you can throw me over. I don't know.
You kind of like it, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I get that from the security side, I suppose.
Skeleton goes to try to jump. Gets an 8. He falls into the pit. And he gets dealt 1. Oh my god, get lucky. 1 bludgeoning damage.
That's pretty. I like the bones.
Welcome to the bottom of the pit. How are you doing?
Good, good. Can you try to pull me? Maybe up?
Make a strength.
Strength check?
Yeah.
How deep is the pit?
The pit is 8 feet deep. You're able to throw the skeleton up over the top of the pit.
I throw the rope to you.
Yep. What do you want
do
me
to do? You can lift me out, me boy.
I'm a skeleton, so I can try.
Skeleton rolls a strength check at disadvantage. The skeleton barely is able to bring you up over the thing, despite the fact that he's shaken.
Oh, I knew you could do it, me laddie.
What about Trevon there? This plan's kind of, you know, we don't have the whole crew.
Right. Trevon, come on over.
Trevon. And I start with a running start. I jump over that with ease. What are we doing? After acrobatics?
Yeah, acrobatics. Yeah.
You slip like the banana peel thing. Oh, boom. You fail the jump, so you don't fall in the pit, but you fall on your face just in front of the pit, dealing yourself 3 bludgeoning damage.
I stand back up, brush myself off, take a couple steps back.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And try again.
Should we run? Okay.
You can do it.
Okay. You grab onto the ledge. You grab on, but you're holding on. We can help you up. We rush over towards you, right? Right?
No, I don't need help.
You pull yourself up. It's like it knocks us back because it's like lunges forward. Like he's hanging by the edge and he just. Oh,
is there a place to sleep, my skelly friend?
Maybe at the end of this hallway.
You see that there's a door at the very end of this hallway. Okay, as you walk into this part here, wait. As you walk into this part here, prior gates close to each side of you, and suddenly you hear a sound. It almost sounds, and then you can see that sand begins to pour out of the holes that are in front of you.
I pull out my 2 hand axes, 1 in each hand, and start wailing on it with both of my hand axes.
Nice. The hand axe fletches into the door, and the door takes 8 damage.
Can I smack it with my two daggers?
You do the regular roll, which is 6 piercing damage. Passing through the door. Ooh, you idiots! I told you! Oh, look at that! Running out of time! The sand continues to fill up. It's now past your ankles and is about halfway up your leg.
Uh-oh.
So there is some sand that appears to be perhaps getting through the bottom of the door. However, the room is still filling up the sand.
I swing my longsword at the door.
The longsword smashes through the door. You now see that one of the logs has now almost snapped completely in half.
So would I be able to pull the planks off?
First, make a constitution saving throw. 16. So you'll have to push your way through the sand to then reach towards the one of the logs. And you held it, root with all your might, and make a strength check. Trevant is wading in, and you now notice that he's struggling. The sand is now up to your waists.
Oh, God. Try to break through the wall again.
How is it that you're choosing to do it?
I am going to poke both my daggers at it.
All right. The daggers. Slice through. Roll for damage. All right. As you break, the second log comes off and breaks down.
I can probably fit through there.
You go to squeeze through, and you squeeze the thing. Roll onto the ground and make it to the other side. The sand continues to pour out from this area here, but now this area that you're in here is a lot larger. You're not worrying about the sand filling up.